This is going to take a little while.
President Barack Obama signed health care reform into law in 2010, but the battle over its implementation continues.
We are done.
Groups for and against the health care law are running TV ads in hopes of winning public support.
It's nice to see somebody's looking out for the little guy.
The law works.
Please, call the number on your screen and tell Congress, don't fund Obamacare.
Several Republicans are demanding Congress defund the health care law as part of an agreement to renew overall government spending in October, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
It isn't working, it's hurting health care, and now is the opportunity to do it. If the American people rise up and hold our elected officials accountable.
Joining Cruz is Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Both are considered potential presidential contenders in 2016.
I don't think you can say you're against Obamacare if you vote for a budget that funds it.
The Republican-controlled House of Representatives has voted several times to defund the health care law. But the effort has been blocked in the democratically controlled Senate and would be vetoed by the president.
The idea that you would shut down the government unless you prevent 30 million people from getting health care is a bad idea.
Congressional Democrats are also fighting the idea of defunding the law, including House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
I think they're chaotic, and I think they are making matters worse for the American people when we should be resolving this.
Several influential Republicans also oppose the effort to defund, though House Speaker John Boehner remains noncommittal.
And I'm confident that when we get into the fall, we'll find it may be a messy process, but I suspect we'll find a way to get there.
The move to defund Obamacare is being driven by conservative Republicans and Tea Party supporters, says analyst David Hawkins.
The Republicans, the conservative Republicans, the Tea Party Republicans have been itching for a fight ever since they got here in 2011. There's still a solid number of Republicans in the House, especially, who are itching for that kind of a confrontation and think they'll win it.
Republican strategist Ford O'Connell is among those warning Republicans not to force a shutdown.
It's a very, very risky strategy that could come back and bite the Republicans at a very important time when they're trying to change their identity, change their perception, and win elections in 2014 so they can grow their numbers and govern in Congress.
Veteran Republicans worry that because they were blamed for government shutdowns in the 1990s during budget confrontations with former President Bill Clinton, they will be again if there is a showdown over the health care law. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Estimate that 80% of hospital infections